7:22, back with Rich and Ryan in the morning, and we are now pleased to be joined a little bit in a bittersweet manner with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor Pownell. How are you?
Great. How Good. Are you?
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, to Happy you Happy holidays. Too. Happy New Year, too.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Indeed. How's everything out there? You drove in. You said the roads seemed to be okay.
The roads seemed to be okay. It was pretty busy traffic out there, and things are just flowing really smoothly. And as I said, like, I was early.
You were. We're so proud of you.
I know. I was just like, wow, this is awesome. Like 5 minutes. No way. I'm not scooting in here, flying in front of the microphone to say my good morning to everybody.
Let it be known for her final interview as mayor. She showed up early. Possibly excited because she knows this is the last time she'll have to do this.
Yeah, no more super early mornings. You guys are crazy.
Ryan just told me the same thing.
Wow.
I've been doing this for going on 5 years. Whatever. It's just how you do
it. So in 5 years, I'll be used to it.
In 5 years, you will be jaded and cynical, just like me.
Perfect.
Yeah. No jaded, no cynical, no.
Speaking of jaded and cynical, let's talk about politics.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mayor Pownell, you are heading into your last couple of weeks here in office. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You have been mayor of Northfield for 8 years.
Yep.
You were the only two-term mayor for something like 40 years in this town. I mean, talk about two consecutive terms,
and I would also say it doesn't really count when the mayoral terms previously were only 2 year terms.
But I think that's even more of an accomplishment then, because you know, you've 8 years as mayor is a land speed record in
Northfield. It's certainly not the norm for our community, but it's been a joy and just a real privilege and honor to serve our community, not only for that 8 years but the previous eight. And
the
previous
eight
really were that foundation for me that really affected really in quite a major way how I wanted to lead as mayor for these last two terms here. And it was just incredibly foundational.
So 16 years total in city government.
Yeah.
Wow. That is an impressive run.
And along the way, you also have gotten involved with some other organizations like the League of...
Me to help you with that?
Yes, I do. Please. Right. I was hoping you would.
Yeah. So the League of Minnesota Cities...
That's it.
And also the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust.
Okay.
So the Insurance Trust insures over 1,000 different governmental entities across the state of Minnesota. I think there's one of those in every state, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first got on the council, I was actually sworn in December of 2008. And they were so confident, right, that I could just go in. And I was like super nervous. You got to be kidding me. They're like, we had to vote on the budget.
Oh, right then and there.
Yes. And they were like, just vote yes. Just like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. In today's day and age, that might not have went over quite as well. But I knew that, well, first off, I really love my community.
Right.
And I want us to succeed and I wanted us to be better. And so I got involved with the League of Minnesota Cities because I wanted to see what excellence in local government looked like. And so I got to see how they functioned up there. I sat alongside other city administrators and mayors and council members from other cities across the state. I learned at that national level just kind of the expectation, like how you show up and how you govern, how do other cities do it, and really immerse myself in that for the first 8 years. So even as I was learning the city council member role for that first 8 years, I was simultaneously learning from the League of Minnesota Cities and the Insurance Trust about what cities were dealing with and how they functioned, the different processes and things that were in place to help them be successful and stay focused and accomplish what they were there to accomplish, and really brought all of that learning back to our community. And that was really my goal.
Sure.
Help those organizations be a part of something way bigger than Northfield. And I was just one of many, right, helping that. But I was also learning and with that specific intent to help my city be better and bring some of those processes and ways of operating back here to our community from that policy standpoint.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
with that education in mind, what would you say are one or two of your biggest / proudest accomplishments as mayor?
Oh, so I would say definitely the strategic planning process. Mm-hmm. Cities don't do that. Not all cities do strategic planning. But that fits Northfield beautifully because we like to be data-driven. Mm-hmm. We want to be thoughtful. You want to know and understand what are the issues in your community. They're based on data, not just on a feeling, right, that you know you really need to make a difference in to help your community move forward. Mm-hmm. And strategic planning brings all of that to bear. You give the opportunity. It's no longer just an individual council member or two people over here really influencing and driving their personal agendas, mm-hmm. right? Because as in, and we talked about this before, right? That when in an election, you run as an individual and it's your personal platform. But once you get into office, you really govern as a team. Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out as a team where there is common ground so you can move your community forward. You cannot remain individuals. It doesn't work. Mm. And for those councils that want to remain as individuals, it's just controversy and dysfunction. It just right. doesn't work. You've got to figure it out. There's give and take. There's compromise. You have to believe in one another, that you have the best of intentions for your yeah. community, and build those relationships and move the community forward. So anyway, it's good.
Do you think it's a pretty common idea for a lot of people to come onto the council with some big ideas and then find out, you know, a lot of that stuff has to sort of take a back seat to
yeah. them? Yes. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I would say, you know, when I came on the council back in 08, right? I mean, my primary concern was our infrastructure. And we had like 25, 26 miles of streets that were in poor condition. I was mm-hmm. like, I want to fix that.
Yeah.
That's just a basic. Your infrastructure affects everything. It's not just roads, but everything under the roads.
Sure.
It's stormwater.
Yep.
It all just matters. And come to find out, I mean, Northfield is really passionate about social justice. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
Alert the media. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Talk about run into a brick wall. I am passionate about social justice too.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a balance there. If social justice is your primary bread and butter and you're just moving that forward, but then you don't do the other things, it just doesn't work.
Right.
Economic development is another one that we do not naturally as a community get behind funding infrastructure and economic development.
Yeah.
We naturally succeed at social justice, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. housing, our library is well-funded.
Mm-hmm.
We are quick to say yes to those things, mm-hmm. and or climate even,
mm-hmm.
or diversity, right? Any of those types of things like that. You will have advocates fill sure. the council chambers or in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you start talking about just basic infrastructure and economic development, it is crickets out there.
It's not a flashy subject.
No, it is not.
And mm-hmm. that's where when you know your community and mm-hmm. you know that these things really just operate just naturally.
Yeah.
That's not where your focus really needs to be. You need to pay attention to those things, but you really need to focus on the things that you don't do naturally because they are really vital to your community.
Right.
And we've been talking about that and talking about it and talking about it. And I think we're gaining some momentum mm-hmm. there, but it's really up to this incoming council. Do they want to continue to work on those things that we don't do naturally mm-hmm. as a community. Mm-hmm. And those things are just, you can't function without a tax base.
Yeah.
You can't do social justice if you don't have a tax base.
Right.
Yeah. So would you say that some words of wisdom, I guess, to pass along to the incoming mayor and city council members is to say, hey, make sure you're running those less flashy topics through mm-hmm. the filter of those things that people do pay more attention to?
I think so. And yeah. I think some of them, I think they know that. And I, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a complete new council.
Mm-hmm.
You have a majority mm-hmm. that are still in their seats.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They've been there. They've been through two strategic planning processes, or at least two of them have. Mm-hmm. The other two, this will be new.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a vital opportunity to really hone in and think together about how to move the community forward. So getting back to, like, what are my proudest achievements is finding the processes that were improved. Like the city administrator review process really took that to the next level to ensure that that was done in a really professional, beneficial manner.
Mm-hmm.
The council employment committee, the council finance committee, the board and commission recruitment and appointment process,
mm-hmm.
the strategic planning, just involving more people in the community, like and being positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Mayor for a Day essay contest, mm-hmm. the state of the city. I mean, it was done. Anybody can go negative. Anybody can be a negative Nelly. Please hear me. That is so easy mm-hmm. to just land on and talk about whatever makes you upset in the moment. But if you constantly do that, you're never going to move your community forward. And so I did regardless of how upset people were, I think that's also one of the things that I'm most proud of mm-hmm. as a mayor, is that as I came in, I talked well of my community. I talked well of my council colleagues that I sat alongside. I stayed on with the high-level talking points that our community really needed to hear. I didn't go down into just being negative, and negativity doesn't move our community forward. You have to keep moving forward. You will never always agree, but you've got to keep moving forward. And so those things, those processes, even the State of the City event, just bringing it to the next level to make sure that it was out there more broadly in the community, I think was some of the things that I'm just most proud of. So some people view that, I think that they say, like, the mayor has become more of a dictator. That's actually not true. I created more processes where it equalized more the mayor's influence.
Interesting.
And really sat in that role as facilitator that said, let's figure this out together.
Sure.
That it is not, and if you want to function that way, things will not go well.
And I will say, at some points, you know, you do have to, because even though you are part of a larger body with the mm-hmm. city council, you are one vote amongst several others. There is that responsibility to kind of set that tone of, hey, you know, we do need to move forward at some point. At some point, we just need to start making choices. So one thing I was curious about is, for anybody out there listening who might be thinking at some point of wanting to be on city council, or possibly even if you're on city council, maybe you do want to be mayor someday. Yeah. What would be a piece of sage advice you'd want to pass along to them?
Yeah, I would just say, I mean, I kind of mentioned it before, but it is, you are one of a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out how to work together and support one another, and sometimes even get behind things that you're not most passionate about because you know that your colleague is.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be that cheerleader as opposed to being
my way or the highway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get behind and support mm-hmm. others that you're sitting alongside because they were duly voted into office too.
Yeah.
You know, and that is one of the areas that just really concerns me, is just how negative.
Yeah.
And just constant fires that you need to be putting out, and that you've got to figure out how to move your community forward. Find the common ground.
Yeah.
And you do that best when you think together as a team.
That's great advice. Yeah.
You have been consistent about that from the moment you took office. I'll tell a very quick anecdote. I don't even know if you remember this or not, but when you were first running for mayor, you came to my door.
Nice.
And you knocked on my door. We talked for a while. Yeah. And I wasn't sold on the fact that on you as mayor at that point.
Yeah.
And your whole thing was, I mean, at that point, the council was, it was hellfire, what was happening in those chambers. Mm-hmm. And I was not sure that that there was anybody who could bring it all together. And you said, I mean, you told me, no, that's my first priority, is that we are going to come together. We are going to work as a team. It really gave me pause because you were passionate about that. And I give you a lot of credit, Rhonda. You really brought that together. Mm-hmm. You fixed a bad situation there.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it just gets to like what you said, Ryan, about setting the tone. Yeah. And mayors do that. That you have, I have the microphone here, right? I'm given that privilege and that honor to sit in here almost every Wednesday. submit articles to the Northfield News, and you'll see there's a pattern there of positivity and belief in our community that we got this, we can do this, folks. Let's stay focused. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of effort to get the train moving, and it takes continual effort to keep it moving. But I watched the dysfunction. We were a city in trouble. Mm-hmm. I watched it for a full year, and they were doing really great work. Do you know that they passed the 2006 Economic Development TIP plan? They passed the city parks, open space, and master trail plan in 2008, and they passed the 2008 comprehensive plan. Yeah. Also, I mean, you talk about a council that was having difficulty and a community that was really concerned at that time that they were about how they were functioning together. So I watched that, and I so desperately wanted them to succeed because I knew that it was really important to our community. And then I got into office. I'm like, this isn't so easy. Yeah. You know, it really takes 7 individual people that can set their personal agendas aside and really work well with one another. And that's not something that's easy to discern through an election.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah.
You know, because you're really put in the pressure cooker, and there are people out there that want you to, you know, take your policy stand and vote against something or do this or do that. But I think that we have really turned a corner in setting a level of expectation of respectful dialogue, even through really strong disagreements. And I'm just so proud of the people that I've been serving alongside, and they have really helped to set that tone. It is not just a mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
Plays a crucial role, yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But not just a mayor. It's never just a mayor. No. It is the council as a whole has to work together. You have city staff to play a really integral role in that. Mm-hmm. And then you have the broader community that also play a really important role of holding us accountable for functioning well together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What has, this is probably the last question I'm going to be able to ask. What has your favorite part of being mayor been? What are you going to miss?
Oh, so that 08 council, they passed some really visionary documents. Mm-hmm. Northfield was great at passing documents that were very visionary about who we wanted to be. Yeah. Absolutely terrible about implementing them.
Yeah.
The strategic plan was a game changer in that, and that we started implementing what we had asked the community about. We've taken their input, we've created those plans, and we took those plans off the shelf and we said, we're going to start implementing these. We're going to start moving our community forward. And There is some amazing stuff in those plans that the community has all weighed in on. Mm-hmm. Implementation is messy and mm-hmm. very difficult, but you can't not implement. And so those, if we can continue in that vein of not only don't give up on those visionary plans, believe that you can do it. I mean, we brought in over $13 million of outside funding mm-hmm. to help us get those plans accomplished. A level of stability in our city staff. These are long-range visionary documents. You need some consistency there and some regular commitment to those plans to see them come into fruition. The comprehensive plan, the visionary documents, they're really important. Strategic planning, stability, the community can get used to knowing how things operate. And it shouldn't be just all over the map. So stability, visionary, stability, forward momentum, implementation of what we said that we want to be. Those are... I'm just really excited. I hope that people will continue to move those things forward. We are depending on them to find the common ground and keep us moving.
Are you optimistic for Northfield moving forward?
I think that there's incredible opportunity here. Northfield is an amazing city with tremendous potential. Getting all of those diversity of opinions on the same page and moving us forward, I think they can do it.
That's great.
I think they can do it.
Yeah. Any last thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I love my community. It's been an honor to serve. That my heart for my community has not changed. Yeah. I really love this place and want us to succeed, and there's tremendous potential there.
Well, if I may say so, you've been great for this city.
Yeah,
And we have appreciated your leadership very much. And 16 years is a lot of time to give, and I'm sure you have made a lot of sacrifices to do it. Thank you, Rhonda, very much for everything you've done for this city.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Mayor Rhonda Pownell, for the last time, congratulations.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah. Now you just get to go and enjoy the holidays.
I know. Focus on my family.
There it is.
As you all do that out there too, a very Merry Christmas. Indeed. Hope everybody just has lovely holiday.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Yeah.